Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Shavuos. Mishnah Dalet contains an elaboration on a few of the points that we made as side points in Mishnah Gimel. We had mentioned in Mishnah Gimel that a firstborn, you're not allowed to do business with firstborn animals. So, lakach b'chor l'mishte b'nei ol regel. What if I bought a firstborn animal, right, from a Kohen, and I bought it for the purpose of, you know, to serve as part of dinner at my son's wedding. Or I bought it for, I'm having a lot of people over for Yontif, and I bought it for Yontif meal. For lo tzarachlo. But in the end, I didn't need it. I bought too much. So I bought too much, and this animal is still alive. I never shechted it because I didn't need it. Then mutar lemachra, I'm allowed to sell it. That's not called doing business. I bought it intending to eat it, and in the end, it was left over. This is very similar to the case of the Shemitah fruits at the end of the last Mishnah, where it's left over, and if it's left over, I'm allowed to sell it. That's not called doing business. Similarly, Tzadei Chaya Ofos Vedogim, trappers, animal trappers, or fishermen, right? So people who trap animals, or birds, or fish, right? Shenizdam Nulahem Minei Tameim. And in their course of their animal catching or fish catching, they end up catching non-kosher animals or non-kosher fish. So, mutar l'machron, they're allowed to sell them. They don't have to release them. They can sell them. Because again, they're not doing business in non-kosher animals. They're doing business in kosher animals. But it happened to be that they ended up with a non-kosher animal. They're allowed to sell it. They don't have they don't have to give it away or throw it out, throw it back in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda takes that even a step further. Af mishin ismanolo lefi darko, lokeach umoker. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be trappers. Anyone who happens to be, he's not looking for it, but it happens to be that it just ends up, and it drops in his lap a good deal on non-kosher meat. Right? So I have a great deal on non-kosher meat, and I could buy it, or non-kosher animals, buy it, and turn it around, right? So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to buy it and then sell it, because ubilvad shlo tehum naso b'kach. As long as that's not your business, right? It can't be your business to do to be buying and selling non kosher meat or non kosher animals. But if you're just a general businessman and you buy all kinds of commodities and resell them, and it happens to be that that somebody presents you with a great deal on pork, so according to Yehuda, that's okay. You're allowed to take that deal, as long as you don't suddenly become the pork reseller. The Chachamim don't agree with Yehuda. They say they know you're not allowed to do that. This is only permitted for trappers, because it literally the animal fell in their lap. But you can't buy the animals, no matter how good the deal is. The deal fell in your lap, but the animals didn't fall in your lap. So you actually had to take the action of purchasing that meat. That, the Chacham say, you're not allowed to do.